This is John Lothian with the commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for October 6, 2020. Here are the comments from the hits and takes section from today. The FIA has written an open letter to the industry urging market participants to prioritize data standardization. Their TAG 1031 effort aims to resolve brokerage rate issues. Today, JLN has a podcast interview with David Gurl, the founder of Symphony, that was conducted yesterday. Symphony is an important product for the industry, especially during these pandemic times. Vermiculus, the new endeavor of Nils Robert Persson, recently celebrated its growth with a picture on LinkedIn showing 13 employees now at the startup. There are still no trades in the CME Group's new VolQ index product. A new CNN poll says former Vice President Joe Biden is ahead of President Trump by 9 points in Michigan and 16 points nationally. The poll is an outlier in that it shows the largest lead Biden has had. New York Magazine has an article titled GOP Elites Thought They Could Buy Their Way Out of a Pandemic that features a picture of what appears to be Senator Kelly Loeffler speaking to President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump in the diplomatic room of the White House during the recent gathering for the Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Loeffler has her back turned to the camera. I hope Senator Loeffler is well and stays safe. Bloomberg is reporting that the worst-case scenario for the Napa wine country impacted by wildfires will see some 80% of Cabernet lost to the fire and smoke. Fortune has a story that companies with happy employees outperform their peers. If there was ever a reason to create a good and happy work environment, this is it. We are looking for sponsors for the John Lothian Newsletter Daily Update, a podcast turning the daily JLN hits and takes comments, our original content, and the stories and quips in the top box of the first read into a daily podcast. In case you're wondering, this is that podcast. You can sponsor either the daily episodes or the weekly recap that bundles all episodes from the week into one longer podcast. The podcast is getting an average of 690 plays per weekday, and the weekly update has averaged 1,695 listens each. Our audience is a perfect match for companies in the market space. Our readership comes from all over the world. For more information, reach out to me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. Here's another comment from the hits and takes section, this one from Suzanne Cosgrove. I am cautiously optimistic about the status of our banks, said Brian Brooks, acting head of the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, in a widely divergent online discussion Monday about the economy and the role of regional, mid-size, and community banks sponsored by the American Financial Exchange and the University of Chicago Law School. Brooks said deposit data shows banks, quote, have a little bit of runway left, unquote, in the current recession. That's thanks in part to the $2 trillion economic relief package known as the CARES Act and the fact that most of the banks entered into the recession well capitalized, he said. However, Brooks said he expects the reprieve to be short-lived, a couple of months or until another rescue. He added that it's important for a variety of reasons to implement the OCC's Project REACH, Roundtable of Economic Access and Change, which promotes financial inclusion for underserved Americans through better access to credit and capital. He noted that an estimated 45 million Americans don't have credit scores and therefore can't get traditional loans. Brooks also said he did not expect the looming conversion of LIBOR to other benchmarks rates like SOFR and the Ameribor would be smooth. Contracts for loans with adjustable rates never thought LIBOR would go away. There will be litigation and we'll need a backstop, he said. Here's more about my podcast interview with David Girl. John Lothian, that's me, interviewed David Girl, the founder of Symphony, about how the company, its customers, and its prospective customers are responding to the provider of secure collaboration for global markets in light of the pandemic. In this podcast conducted October 5th, 2020, yesterday, Girl spoke of the demand for apps on the Symphony platform and the types that are being used. He talked about how his employees are using the Symphony platform like never before and what they miss about doing so. And lastly, he talked about the growth at Symphony and their plans for future acquisitions to help augment it. Go to johnlothiannews.com to listen to the podcast. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's more on the FIA open letter. FIA urges market participants to prioritize data standardization. Tag 1031 effort to resolve brokerage rate issues is an important example of industry-led solutions. Dear industry leaders, FIA's core mission is to support open, transparent, and competitive derivative markets and to protect the integrity of the financial system. This is most obvious in our work with various regulators around the world. However, FIA's mission increasingly means we are supporting industry-led solutions for our members too. Deutsche Börse Photography Foundation shows Open for Business, Magnum Photographers on Commission, press tour with Anne Marie Beckman on October 22nd, 2020 at 11 a.m. Open without prior registration on two open Saturdays on November 7th and December 5th, 2020. The Deutsche Börse Photography Foundation is presenting the exhibition Open for Business, Magnum Photographers on Commission in the Cube, Eschborn, Frankfurt, from October 23rd, 2020 to January 22nd, 2021. It shows the commission work from six decades by more than 50 photographers from the legendary photo agency Magnum Photos, and thus gives an insight into a fascinating and lesser known part of their portfolio. A story from the FT is titled, How Podcasting Became a New Front in the Streaming Wars. The likes of Spotify see a chance to differentiate in a world where all music services offer access to roughly the same product. Former child actor Renee Richardson was ready to quit show business and start a vegan cafe. Then she fell into podcasting, taking a chance on a job at an unknown startup, Acast, in 2014. She was its first employee in London. Here's Matt Rabel's comment on the story. I've always thought there's something almost democratic about podcasts. It used to take a full room of expensive equipment, a license from the FCC, and a roof-mounted metal tower to allow someone to have their own radio show. Now, anyone with a microphone and a laptop can create one, and since podcasts aren't broadcast on public bands, they can create an original show about anything. A lot of people with valuable things to say have access to a platform because of this. Though the opposite is also true, unfortunately. Here are the top three most read stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was the New York Times, how Kelly Loeffler went from Atlanta elite to Trump loyalist. Stories about Senator Loeffler often are very popular. Second was Bloomberg's The Race to Replace the City of London Begins. That was our lead story from yesterday's newsletter. Third was the CME Group's NASDAQ 100 Volatility Index futures quotes. So far, no trading on the VolQ, but we're keeping our fingers crossed. Here are your Markets Wiki stats of the day. The site has 189,486,871 pages viewed, with 24,442 pages on the site, with 226,195 edits. Today's podcast has been sponsored by Eurex. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.